This interview is brought to you by Old Mutual Insure. Protect what built you.
Now, I don't need to reference the fact that South Africa's small and medium businesses are always under pressure, from load shedding that we've seen in the past and late payments to theft, unrest, rising costs. In what's been called the trust economy, reputation is as important as revenue. Customers and suppliers want reliability, but one disruption can undo years of goodwill. So how do SMEs protect what they've built, and what role do brokers and insurance play in making sure those businesses can keep their promises? I'm in conversation now with Sean van den Berg, who is executive for Alternative Channel Solutions at Old Mutual Insure. Sean, a very warm welcome to you. I'm interested in this concept called the trust economy. Give me a little bit more flesh on the bones as far as that's concerned, and maybe more importantly, what does it mean in practice for small businesses?
Thank you, Jeremy. So see it as trust is a commodity that's traded in an industry. If you're a broker, your brand, your reputation hangs on every single action that you do. If you fail a client, you fail a business during a process of a claim, or losing something, or there's a catastrophe event, and that reputation affects you as a broker, but also the SME. So when a client is failed, or you don't come through for a client because of a delivery or something happens, that trust is broken between the client, the consumer, and the SME. And clients are not necessarily worried about why your truck didn't arrive, why you couldn't deliver on what you promised. They just see you as a person who failed them at the time of their requirement or their need. And that's the trust economy. If you lose your reputation, you lose your business.
What you're also suggesting, if I understand this, is that it's almost a form these days of business capital. It would be on par with money in the bank or even assets.
100%. So these days, if you don't have trust, you've got nothing to trade. People look at referrals, go on the internet, look at reviews. They ask a friend for referrals when they approach a small, medium enterprise. So if you've got a good reputation, odds are you're going to get returning business. You're going to get more business from the consumers and the customers that you deal with. But if you don't, you know, you're likely your business is going to fail.
So, Sean, let's look at the relationship now between trust and the insurance industry in particular. And how can one uninsured incident damage not just a balance sheet, but also, as you've suggested, reputation?
So I alluded to it earlier, but simple things like a vehicle caught in an accident with someone's goods being delivered, or a supplier of yours needing to produce a critical ingredient to something that you need to produce, not delivering on time because of an unfortunate accident or event, creates a chain of events that ultimately falls back to the consumer. And as I said, as a consumer-facing business, if your reputation is built on delivering on time and delivering quality goods, you can damage your business critically at that moment.
So the problem, I guess, that you've got to overcome in your particular sector is that many small businesses see insurance as a grudge purchase. In order to maintain that trust and, I guess, almost build it at the get-go, is that you've got to shift perception. How do you do that?
So I think it's education first. So any business has a lawyer, has an accountant. I think any business should consider insurance as a partner and not a grudge purchase. You should partner with someone who looks at your business, identifies critical assets, critical processes that will weaken you or bring you to your knees if something were to happen. You cannot live without that. And at the time of that incident, like you need a lawyer when there's an issue or you're accounted when you need to look at the books, you're going to need a good insurance cover and a good person to give you advice at that current time. Look at it as a partnership. When you start small, when you still business, start with a broker who can look at your business as they grow and look at the critical things. It doesn't mean you have to insure everything, but look at the things that would be critical to your business because it might just save you over the long run.
And it's critical in that respect, Sean, that brokers themselves tailor cover to the day-to-day realities of small businesses. Again, you've alluded to that, but with the understanding or with the appreciation that those day-to-day realities can change all the time.
100%. So as SMEs goes through their phases from growth to expansion to dips, you know, businesses go through dips, insurance brokers have multiple data points which they've dealt with over the years. They identify businesses in their cycles, and they're the best position to be able to tell you where there's critical, I guess, factors that you need to look at. But also, not just that, risk management is such an important part of insurance. It doesn't mean you have to transfer your risk completely to the insurance company, but there's critical risk management factors that you can look at a business that can help you prevent any unfortunate events. And brokers are trained over the years to be able to identify those risks and help you to just overcome it or at least mitigate it.
So, Sean, just a final question then. Your big theme is protect what built you. If you could give SMEs one piece of advice about safeguarding trust in that build process, what would it be?
So I think there's three things, right? You need to make sure you partner with a broker who understands SMEs, understands your business, takes the time to learn your business, that can tailor the solution for you. But the second thing is also partner with an insurance company that's got a good track record, a company that's been there for a while, low rejection ratio, good service. That will assist you when something happens to get back on your feet. And then thirdly, look at a company that's looking for technology enhancements. You know, with the world moving forward in technology, you need to make sure you're at the forefront of any sort of technology to assist your business to get service quicker, but also just to help you mitigate some of the risks that you do face. And hopefully over the long run, these technology advancements can just help the SME run their business smoother.
Some very valuable advice there. Sean Vandenberg, thank you very much indeed. Executive for Alternative Channel Solutions at Old Mutual Insure.
This interview is brought to you by Old Mutual Insure. Protect what built you.
So you thought you were building a business in this economy. But day by day, somehow it grew. You kept going when the freezer didn't freeze, the bucket didn't budge, and the bank balance barely blinked. So you thought you were building a business. You weren't. It was building you. Because this isn't just what you do anymore. It's who you are. And you don't trust just anybody to protect it. Chat to your broker about Old Mutual Insure Business Insurance. Protect what built you. Old Mutual Insure Limited is a licensed FSP and non-life insurer.